Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 12, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwoody. Apple announced starting later this spring that some developers will be able to distribute apps directly from a website in the EU. The new web distribution feature will come by way of a software update, which will provide developers a way to distribute iOS apps without needing a separate app store, so long as they adhere to Apple's rules and developer guidelines. Apple says apps ordered through web distribution must meet notarization requirements to protect platform integrity like all iOS apps and can only be installed from website domains that the app developer has registered in App Store Connect. Google has started rolling out restrictions on Gemini to limit surfacing answers about election-related queries globally. The restriction updates are already live in the United States and have begun rolling out in India and all major countries where elections are taking place in the coming months. In a blog post, Google said, "Out of an abundance of caution on such an important topic, we have begun to roll out restrictions on the types of election-related queries for which Gemini will return responses. We take our responsibility for providing high-quality information for these types of queries seriously and are continuously working to improve our protections." Reuters reports, according to sources, that Intel survived a bid to halt millions in sales to China-based electronics giant Huawei, despite pressure on the Biden administration to revoke a license issued by the Trump administration that allows Intel to ship advanced central processors to Huawei for use in laptops. The push came from Intel rival AMD, which argued that it was unfair that it did not receive a license to sell similar chips to Huawei. The U.S. seeks to limit access to sophisticated American technology to sanctioned companies in China, but AMD contends that offering licenses to some companies and not others creates an unfair playing field. The IRS has launched DirectFile, a pilot program for fee online tax filing in 12 states. Taxpayers in Arizona, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible to use DirectFile this tax season to file their federal income taxes. DirectFile offers a Spanish language version of the program and will be available starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, March 12. DoorDash is using AI it hopes will reduce verbally abusive and inappropriate interactions between consumers and delivery people. Safe Chat Plus will analyze over 1,400 messages per minute across dozens of languages and determine if a customer or Dasher is being harassed. Depending on the scenario, customers will be able to report the incident to customer service, or drivers could cancel orders without impacting their ratings. Apple has begun testing a new AI-powered ad product with a small group of advertisers that automatically decides where to place ads within its app store. Business Insider sources say that the new product is very similar to Google's Performance Max and Meta's Advantage Plus, and Apple has told advertisers it is conducting the test in an effort to learn how it can improve the performance of its Apple search ads. Apple's new tool appears to be limited to placements within the App Store, but advertising experts said that it logically could follow that Apple would eventually expand it to other properties. Starting with the release of Unreal Engine 5.4 in late April, Fortnite developer Epic Games will charge 9 game developers an annual subscription of $1,850 per seat to use in its Unreal Engine as opposed to the royalty-based model it uses with game developers. The new per-seat subscription fee will apply to non-game developers, such as those who use the Unreal Engine to make linear content like film and television shows, infotainment systems in cars, or immersive experiences such as theme park rides that aren't sold directly to consumers. Roku hackers have breached more than 15,000 accounts, gaining access to stored credit card information. In a notice sent to customers, the company says hackers obtained login information and tried to purchase streaming subscriptions in a limited number of instances. Fortunately, hacked Roku accounts didn't reveal social security numbers, full payment account numbers, or dates of birth. Roku says it has since secured the accounts from further unauthorized access by asking affected users to reset their passwords. It is also working to cancel and refund unauthorized purchases. And finally, TikTok may be looking to create an Instagram competitor called TikTok Photos, as suggested by code found in the TikTok app. A description in TikTok's APK file version 33.8.5 for Android contains references and icons for the new app. TikTok Photos is our all-new photo sharing platform where we've made it easier to enjoy and discover photo posts. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.